All right, Lopez High School, welcome to the 2024 South Texas Percussion Festival. It is May 10th. My name is Dr. Brad Meyer. I am the percussion professor at Stephen F. Austin State University, and I'm super excited to hear you all play Catching Shadows. You all are getting set up, so as soon as you're ready to go, we'll turn this back on.
The next ensemble to perform is the Lopez Percussion Ensemble from Brownsville, Texas. Under the direction of Mike Larson, the performance selection is Catching Shadows by Ivan Trevino. Please take the time to silence all electronics and refrain from leaving or entering the area during a performance. Thank you for your attendance today. Please join me in welcoming the Lopez Percussion Ensemble.
All right, Lopez High School, here we go. Best of luck. Good, nice start, real strong. Good, nice groove, good job. Yeah, that's a hard entrance on that part. Just a little, kind of, a little out. Kind of playing around the other player. It's also hard, but put a little extra distance between them than people normally have. It's really nice to have them closer together if possible. You know, I find facing everyone forward is maybe good from an audience perspective, but it really forces the ensemble to be a lot wider than it needs to be. Right vibe player having a little trouble with that entrance. Now make sure we're working on pedaling those vibe parts. You know, once every bar, once every two bars is probably appropriate. You get a little bit cloudy, kind of starts to cover up everything just with this wash of tonality. Good job from the left marimba player phrasing. I'd like to see and hear the right marimba player phrasing those chords a little more. You know, some kind of up-down phrasing or leading to the chord change if possible. Good. I can't tell if it's like the mouth. I know that part's an octave higher than normal or whatever, but it just feels like it's a real thin, like the mallets are too light or something, or he's not hitting it as hard as he could. I see him using a lot of wrist. It might be nice to relax those fingers, relax the wrist, use just a little bit of arm in those parts to get a just darker sound. Yeah, vibes have been kind of underbalanced this whole time. It's a little weird because I know they're not the most important part, but I feel like they're underbalanced even for the accompanimental part. Yeah, I like your hand cymbal sounds. A little bit of trouble on that moment right there between the cajones and marimba. Yeah, it'd be great if we could match that center left vibe to the other players as we strike this chord. Just lifting off, yeah, really working on having a nice full legato upstroke. I feel like there's some good grooves, some good momentum to the piece. Left marimba player, real strong. Yeah, pretty good. It'd be helpful in that moment, just right marimba player needs to play a little stronger to make the balance of that stereophonic trade-off as effective as possible. Yeah, in this moment, when only one person's got the rhythm, everybody should be, like, looking at him, pulsing with him. I see some people kind of looking down at their page, pulsing. That can really throw everyone off. We should all be locked into the one person playing, even though we're counting the rest in our head, not just staring at the rest on the page. Yeah, watch those crotale notes. Those are hard not to flam, but we got to do it. I think also those mouths might be just a hair too hard for the crotales, to be honest. This would be a moment where I think it'd be nice to have like the left member play on a softer mallet. So same maybe with the right, just so that it's a little bit fuller. They could play a little bit bigger, get some warmth out of this section. This section's kind of ethereal, kind of cloud-like, and they're still playing with the same kind of articulate mallets that biggity-biggity-bop was good for. And here they're, we need a little more sostenuto kind of sound, if you will. I think I mentioned it, but just in case I didn't, we definitely could go a little softer on the crotale mallets. You could even do a softer mallet on the left hand and a medium soft on the right hand, just to give a little bit fullness to that section, because it's always in harmony or octaves or whatever it is. So yeah, I love Trevino's music because it really does, it's written so that each player can kind of give a little phrasing and have their own kind of soloistic moments. And here, we're just kind of going, big-a-da-da-da, big-a-dig-a-da, you know, big-a-dig-a-da, 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 big two up, two down, or a little phrasings, what we'd call micro-phrasings would be so helpful in getting some more musical energy to the piece. Yeah, definitely watch those first couple notes from the left, remember, as we transition back to the original theme. Just a little messy in this spot from marimba to marimba. Not sure exactly if right player is behind or ahead, but again, it's really hard when you're a good 20 feet apart from each other. Yeah, lead and then fall away. Lead to the tension. Yeah, so, you know, the cajon part is killer in this piece. Everybody loves it because it's just awesome drum set, double drum set if you really think about it. But it's almost always too loud. So getting them in the back of the ensemble can really help. Putting those two marimba players maybe facing each other in front of them, or, you know, something to where the other players are absorbing a little bit of that cajon sound can really help. And also, they're just too loud. So if you got this ensemble, you need the vibes to play out, and you need the cajons to play down. So kind of reverse of what we balance-wise really want, because although the cajon part is really cool and hip, it's so easy to overbalance everything. Feels like cajon players are getting a little fast in this ending. Yeah, just really hard to disseminate what's going on. You got all these great parts, especially like in the vibes, and they're just nowhere to be heard. Save like the loudest cajon stuff just for one or two spots in the whole piece. You know, even that rock section, it could be a lot softer, and then very end, just lift off with that bigger sound. Yeah, great job overall. Lots of great stuff going on. Some good individual musicality from several players, especially, you know, the cajon players, the left marimba player. I just like to see everybody else kind of get into it the same amount as they are. So, and then obviously some balance issues to work on. But great job overall. Hope my comments are helpful, and best of luck on the rest of your semester.